Doug Steffen Good Day program. After all, what would Doug Steffen's day be like if he wasn't on the radio? And what would the Doug Steffen Good Day program be like without Doug Steffen? How do you do? It's Wednesday, the last day of July, the 31st of July. What's that old thing, Kenny? 30 days hath September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except February alone, which has 28 each year and each leap year 29. Is that something that you remember?
Something like that, yeah.
The fact that I even remember it is probably pretty amazing because I bet it's been 20, 30 years since that came out of my mouth. At any rate, as things that are important develop here, you'll hear some interesting things, I hope, coming out of my mouth and out of your mouth. We invite the same sort of thing. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Manning verdict. As expected, he was found guilty of violations of the Espionage Act, in which he stole, turned over hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. The materials he stole and distributed included numerous aspects of U.S. military strategy in Iraq and a ground view of events in Afghanistan. He was found not guilty of aiding the enemy, but will he spend the rest of his life in prison? The sentencing phase of his court-martial will begin today. Yesterday, found guilty, but not completely. So there were 6 felony counts of espionage. Bad precedent for the Edward Snowden case, I suppose, in a sense, or any other whistleblower. That is probably the thread that I'd love to pursue or have people pursue as they communicate with us, whether it's 888-302-3684 or whether it's on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. What is going on there and what are people saying in regard to Mr. Manning, a sergeant private? He was a private, right? Private Manning. What do you find here, Kenny?
Yes, he was a private. Let's see. West says, whatever his motives or inner conflicts, Private Manning knew he was violating the law and military regulations. Charles, who is from England and I believe was a British ambassador to France at one point, says that he hopes and expects Manning will get a long and miserable prison sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan says, miserable. And Ryan says the man is a hero, not a criminal.
I don't know that he's either a hero or a criminal in my book. I just think what he did was something that we need more of. We need them in business. We need them in government. More in government than in business, I think. There are a lot of people who are trying to protect the system, but yet that's out of one side of the mouth. They hear we've got to protect our country. And then the other side of their mouth comes, oh, this country's in terrible shape. Horrible things are happening. We've got to do something about it. We have to take our government back. So the prosecutions under the Espionage Act are pretty rare. Prosecutions of whistleblowers under the Act are more rare. And the espionage conviction of a whistleblower like Manning is even more rare than that. Manning is one of the very few people ever charged under the Espionage Act, prosecution for leaks to the media, despite the fact that any evidence that he intended to harm the United States wasn't really, there was no evidence of that at all. But he, as we said, there are a lot of circumstances here where people say, yeah, let's send him to prison and let him rot there. That's a pretty scary precedent. The verdict will make it much less likely that military or government employees or contractors will become whistleblowers and thus not let the information that ought to be available. The government is out of control in our country. Completely, nakedly out of control. So this throws water on any or most of the thoughts that people would have, maybe another Snowden, and you can say, well, that's good. Is it really good? What effect, Kenny, does this have on WikiLeaks, if any?
I don't know if it has much effect on WikiLeaks. They're of course not happy with yesterday's verdict.
No,
but I think as a United States soldier, a private in the army, you can't have them stealing classified information and distributing it because they don't agree with what the army's doing.
Well, the other side of it is, why was he able to get a hold of all this information?
He was an information officer.
So that gave him entree into
access.
All of this stuff? Really?
That gave him access, yes.
A private. Does that make sense? For a private, no matter what his whatever his job is?
I'm pretty sure that if it hasn't already been changed, that it will be.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Here's Brooke Baldwin talking to legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin about the verdict.
This military judge has acquitted the Army's Bradley Manning of the most serious count against him. So Bradley Manning, not guilty of aiding the enemy. The judge convicted Manning of a number of lesser charges for the largest leak of U.S. secrets in U.S. history, some 700,000 classified documents. He faces years in prison when he's sentenced. In a statement released moments after the verdict, WikiLeaks, the website Manning gave the information to, said, quote, Bradley Manning's convictions today included 5 counts of espionage, a very serious new precedent for supplying information to the press. Bottom line, what do you make of this verdict?
It strikes me as a very just verdict, and this was a terrible, terrible breach of national security. It was a tremendous betrayal of hardworking Foreign Service officers who put their lives on the line for the sake of the United States government and for world peace, and they were betrayed by what Bradley Manning did. I do think the charge of aiding the enemy was excessive, and the judge appropriately rejected it, but Bradley Manning is now proven a criminal, and he's going to go to jail for a long time, and that's what he deserves.
We know that Manning, he said no thank you to his case being heard by a jury. Do you think that turned out to be a good decision on his part?
It probably did. I mean, look, he was going to go to jail for a long time with or without a jury, and this was not a difficult case to prove. But, you know, frankly, I'm not so worried or interested in his complex motivations. What he did was a horrendous crime, and the military was right to prosecute him. And, you know, this sort of his psychological state, you know, really, we don't care about, you know, most criminals' psychological state, and I certainly don't care about his either.
Well, that's unfortunate. There are a lot of different things that roll in here to these circumstances. So there are differences of opinion. That's okay. That's what makes the world go round. I'm concerned about people who will feel like they better not do this because they'll go to prison for the rest of their lives. That's what the government wants you to think. That's not what I want to have. The setback for those who support whistleblowers. And next is an interesting case, Kenny. A federal judge has broken with precedent, ruled in an unrelated espionage case of a defendant charged with leaking national defense secrets to Fox, that the prosecution does not need to show that the information leaked could damage national security or benefit a foreign power. The court declines to adopt that, what's called a Morrison Court construction of information relating to the national defense. They say this judge may work, may in fact rule the other way. So there's different pieces of the pie. But Manning certainly is the most famous one. Been to trial, finished it, and now Snowden, well, are they going to get him? Is he going to end up back here in America? I'm doubting if that's the case. 888-302-3684 for those of you who are hot to trot, would like to express yourself, help yourself. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 16 after the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure White microphones, $39. BC Rich Mockingbird Electric, 63% off list, $399. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school. Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
888-302-3684. The honors and accolades over the years, peace prizes, solidarity campaigns by celebrities, an effort to designate him as a Grand Marshal of San Francisco's Gay Pride Parade, all the while Bradley Manning was imprisoned by the military, branded a traitor by the government, reviled by some Americans. Some call for his execution for giving these classified secrets to WikiLeaks. There are few Americans that I can remember, Kenny, who have emerged from obscurity to become such polarizing public figures, admired by many people, not only in our country, but around the world, and by the same token, fiercely denigrated by many people, especially here in America. Contrasting portraits of this kid, summarized by his defense attorney during the trial, his acquittal on charges of aiding the enemy, I'm looking at one guy who wrote, he's somebody who's a traitor, has no loyalty to his country or his flag. That's what one says. Or is he a man that's naive, good-intentioned, had beliefs that were center and core to his decision? Well, at any rate, he's guilty of some stuff and is going to jail. 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's continue with the Doug Steffen Good Day experiment and experience here today. Bradley Manning is on our mind. Ken Kessler is manning the social media and other forms of information. Is this a dangerous precedent for leakers, even those who leak information to newspapers? Whistleblowers are in the focus here. 888-302-3684. Here's Dan Raviv talking to correspondent Pam Coulter and legal analyst Andrew Cohen as they break down the verdict on the Bradley Manning case, which is what we're talking about here.
Bradley Manning is declared not guilty on the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. But for leaking secrets to WikiLeaks, the Army private first class has been found guilty of most of the other charges, including five under the Espionage Act. We go live to the court-martial in Fort Meade, Maryland, CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
Dan, the trial lasted nearly 8 weeks, and the judge, Colonel Denise Lynn, said Bradley Manning was not guilty of the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. For that charge, the prosecution had to prove that Manning showed a general evil intent to aid enemies of the United States. Apparently, she felt they did not meet that standard. Manning was found guilty of many of the other charges against him, which included a variety of charges, espionage, federal thefts, computer fraud, and violating general military regulations. Manning still faces decades behind bars.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Manning's been acquitted of the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. So is this some kind of victory for his supporters, including WikiLeaks and Julian Assange?
Yeah, I think so, in a limited way, right? It doesn't really help Bradley Manning. As Pam said, he's likely to spend decades and decades in a military prison. But he did go to trial saying that he didn't have bad intent, that he didn't have the evil intent. And clearly the judge bought into that notion. Prosecutors have to be upset that they didn't get the maximum sentence that they were looking for, and all convictions.
Well, Kristen Hronfenson, who speaks for WikiLeaks, has just given us this response.
Of course, I feel very badly for Bradley Manning for this result in general. One can only hope that when it comes to the sentencing, that he will be getting a very lenient sentence. He has suffered enough, this young man.
Bradley Manning acquitted of the most serious charge, which could have meant life in prison. That was aiding the enemy, but found guilty on many other charges for leaking to WikiLeaks.
Do you feel sorry for him in a way, Kenny? Is there anything in your body?
No, I don't. No, I just have a problem. I don't have a problem with whistleblowing, but I do have a problem with somebody who is supposed to be serving in our Army, mm-hmm. who decides to take it upon themselves that they think what we're doing in Iraq or Afghanistan is wrong. So I'm going to steal all this information and have it published on WikiLeaks. Mm. I just feel like, how is that helping America? And how is that doing your duty?
That's a question that has interesting implications, ramifications. Here's radio host Mike Broomhead talking about the lack of coverage that has been given to the trial.
We know exactly what happened. I remember where I was
when the O.J. verdict was read. I can tell you exactly where I was when the O.J. Simpson verdict was read. I can tell you where I was during the low-speed chase with AC driving the white Bronco. The media was all over it. The Jody Arias trial, it was 24-7. I'm guilty of a little bit of that. We had some of the attorneys from HLN discussing the and I didn't care so much about the sex and the nonsense. I cared more about how in the world is it a legal defense, and that's all the Jody Arias case was about her team attacking the character of the person that's dead. The exact opposite happened with George Zimmerman. He was told from the very beginning, you're not going to attack Trayvon Martin's character or who he was or what he was like. And so all these things we've been consumed with.
Mm. Have you found yourself consumed with this? I haven't. But I'm very interested in the verdict now and moving forward. So we've had our time on this in the Good Day program. We'll move on to some other interesting things in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it hard.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Something cooking with Mr. Wiener. All right, there's all kinds of action here, as you might imagine. The purpose, if you're new to the program, for this hour of the Good Day program is to overview as many things as we can have time for. Sometimes a couple, three or four, a little more in-depth than we might otherwise do in other hours of the program. The family is limited in this hour. The Doug Steffen family is Doug and Kenny. As we put together a lot of the information that Kenny has found over the course of the last 24 hours, monitoring a lot of talk radio programs, news talk television shows, to put together a spin, if you will, but it's not the same spin. I'm interested in both sides of any issue, as you could hear in our discussion of the Bradley Manning trial. I had one point of view, Kenny had another point of view, you have a point of view, people that are listening and using Fitter and Twitter. Fitter and Twitter. That sounds like that'd be a good vaudevillian act. The Fitter and Twitter boys. Yeah.
Fitter and Twitter, everybody.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So when it comes to Anthony Weiner, though, I'm not sure there is much, as we get down the street, that we would differ on. This guy is a slime wad. And
right. They're
all, I mean, we probably wouldn't find a lot of difference. The argument here isn't an argument. It's just kind of, okay, how much trash can you dig up on this guy? And how narcissistic is he that he believes he can still serve or has a chance of winning? How did this guy get his money anyway? How does he survive? He's got to have, is there some business or family money? Do you know, Kenny?
I don't. I can't imagine how he convinced anybody to give any money to his campaign.
No, I think his own money. Yeah, but he doesn't have, you got to wonder how much money he has in his campaign coffer for sure. Embattled campaign it is. Here's radio host Todd Meyer talking to political analyst John Nolte about why the news media seems so focused on stories like this Wienermobile.
This is more distractions from what's going on nationally with jobs, what's going on, you know, the IRS, Benghazi, other stories like that, much like the Zimmerman case was. This shiny object stuff that gets people's attention, it's salacious, it's sexy, it's frankly disgusting, some of the stuff that we're hearing. But it grabs people's attention because, you know, that IRS story, that's boring. Benghazi, what's that? You know, for the average low information voter, as Mr. Limbaugh likes to discuss, these are more in line with what those folks like to read about.
Yeah, and it's also a way for the media to keep our eye off those big balls, because then they would actually have to cover. They would actually have to do some work. I mean, the fascinating thing about the Anthony Weiner story is that this is the sixth Democrat scandal in a year that the media did not break, that they did not get the scoop on. The IRS, Benghazi, NSA, all broken outside of the American mainstream media. And now we have, and among others, and now we have Wiener Sexting Part 2, and that was broken by a salacious gossip site called DirtyCut.com. Not only that, no one in the media has audio or record of asking Anthony Wiener, when did you stop sexting?
Yeah.
So for 2 years, he's gotten away with no one, all these reporters around him, all these reporters covering him, and not a single one asked him, when did you stop sexting? So now that this is the story is broken, no one can go back to their recorder, no one can go back to their notes and say, wait a minute, I asked Wiener when he stopped this back in February, and he lied because they didn't bother to ask. So they're not investigating Democrats. They're not doing any work whatsoever to break these scandals. And they keep getting as caught off guard as the rest of us are by them because they're just not interested in investigating Democrats. But we know about The Rock on a ranch Rick Perry doesn't own. We know about Joe the Plumber's tax liens. We know about a haircut that Mitt Romney gave to someone a half century ago. But all these scandals, the IRS, the NSA, Benghazi, Wiener, the media didn't scoop or break a single one of them, and that tells you everything you need to know about the media.
So, and your conclusion of that, sir, is you're trying to tell us the news media is incompetent? Wow, you're just waking up to that one. Hello. 888-302-3684. I'm not sure. People just kind of want to listen. This is one of those wrestling matches, in a sense. They stand by and watch or cheer their favorite in this circumstance, and their favorite doesn't seem to be Anthony Wiener. But remember, this was the number one issue or discussion topic on talk radio last week. Here's radio host Dory Munson talking about why Mr. Wiener and the race in New York City matters.
A lot of people were emailing me last week, and they were saying, how come you're spending so much time talking about the mayor or the mayor's race in New York City? I think you're just fixated on this because his name's Wiener. And no, the mayor of New York City, how much do we spend talking about Bloomberg? A lot. Because when he imposes rules and regulations and a soda pop ban and the smoking ban and the trans fat ban, those things tend to have a huge ripple effect across the country. And when you get a wingnut as mayor of New York City, there are a lot of wingnuts here who say, oh, New York's doing it, we should do it. And so don't think that the mayor of New York City is not important to our lives. And in fact, Bob Schieffer made that point in a fantastic way on Face the Nation.
What can be said about the Anthony Wiener story that hasn't been said before? Actually, several things. One, it is not funny. It is sickening. Two, it is important. The mayor of New York is not only the most powerful municipal post in America, but because New York is so big and is the media capital of the world, the mayor of New York occupies a bully pulpit, second in bullishness only to that of the White House. The rest of us may not like it, but what the mayor of New York says matters far beyond the New York City limits, which is why someone with Anthony Wiener's problems has no business there and should leave the race. Anthony Wiener is not an entertaining kook. He is a New Age flasher who has traded the traditional raincoat that can be opened to show his wares for a digital camera that enables him to expose himself to the world, a dubious technological achievement. Why would anyone put themselves and their loved ones through something like this? I wouldn't pretend to know. But a friend of a friend said, in today's world, there are those who value power above dignity. That's probably right, but even in politics, I want to believe they are still a minority.
I agreed with most of what Bob Schieffer said, but I think most people in politics value power above all else.
No, that's what it's all about, is power, control. That's why people get into politics. That's why people are the way they are in lots of different ways. 888-302-3684, which is what drives people to have sometimes very big and successful careers in business. It's just that's the way it is in broadcasting, even. Speaking of people with successful careers in broadcasting, here's Sean Hannity talking to Rudy Giuliani about Anthony Weiner. This ought to be good.
You can't make up.
Oh, you can't.
This is Sidney Leathers, Carlos, whatever his name.
Danger.
Danger.
You can't make it up. I mean, there are any number of shocking parts, but the most shocking is that after he left Congress, after he said he was going to stop this, and then he goes and runs for mayor, and he's been doing it all during that period of time.
What is he thinking?
I have no idea. I never understood Anthony anyway when he was in the city council or. A strange guy. I mean, he's a really, really strange guy. And obviously, even more troubled than we originally thought. If he had done this once, put some time between then and now, straighten himself out, fine. But obviously, he still has this compulsion or this problem. It's been ongoing, you know.
You've been the mayor, and arguably you were mayor during the most trying time in New York history. Can you have these impulse control issues and be mayor of New York City?
I think he needs help. It's quite obvious that he's crying out for help, and the best place to do that is privately, not running for office. The fact is that I would oppose Anthony Weiner whether this happened or didn't happen. I think Anthony was a terrible congressman. I mean, I can't even see what's on the other side of the ledger. I mean, one side of the ledger, we have all this. You can think it's awful, you can think it's terrible, you can think it's part of his private life. So now let's look on the other side of the ledger. What legislation did he ever pass? What did he ever accomplish? Some of his Democratic colleagues will tell you that he was a pretty useless congressman. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the heck he's running on.
Well, Charlie Rangel said something interesting, and I hope it's not true. He said it will not have any impact on New York Democratic voters. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I see a lot of New York Democrats wanting him to drop out of the race. In fact, you know, for you or me to say he should drop out of the race, Republicans, conservatives, well, they can just laugh that off or say it's partisan. But an awful lot of Democrats are saying he should drop out. And it doesn't help the Democratic Party to have a candidate like that. I mean, it hurts, particularly with him and Spitzer at the same time running.
That's unbelievable.
It creates a terrible image nationally. A couple weeks ago, I testified before Congress right after Spitzer was suggesting he'd run. I had Democratic members coming up saying to me, what's wrong with your city? How could both these guys be running?
Well, it's interesting because all of the candidates, the Democratic candidates, are all talking about eliminating all the policies you put in place that lowered the murder rate from well over 2,000.
I mean, I think they're heading us right for Detroit. I mean, if you think about it, why is New York not Detroit? We were Detroit.
Do you think New York could head toward?
Well, I don't think it could get as bad as Detroit because we have a lot more assets, you know, than Detroit has. But right now, we don't have agreements with any of the unions. I think they're 2-3 years old. The city is in difficult fiscal situation if those unions demand more than they should. You need a mayor who can be independent of those unions and sit down and say, I'm sorry.
All right, so we're talking about Anthony Weiner here on Good Day. I thought it was interesting, Kenny, this barrage of expletives that came from this aide who went after an intern. This happened last night. The former campaign intern, I think her name is Barbara Morgan. Do I have the? Oh, no. There's two different names. Olivia Nuzzi, she's the intern. And Morgan, apparently, yeah, is the consultant, if you will, for Weiner. Ms. Nuzzi claimed that Mr. Weiner repeatedly called interns by the wrong name, underpaid his staff with thin resumes, and lied to his campaign about the scandal over his online contact. I'm sorry, conduct. And Ms. Barbara Morgan, who works in Mr. Weiner's behalf, said that Ms. Nuzzi was a fame-seeking underachiever who sucked at her job.
I think things might be a little tense there at the Weiner campaign.
Ms. Morgan also referred to Ms. Nuzzi with several other vulgar and pretty sexist terms. So, more drama on the high seas of New York City. 888-302-3684. A couple more pitches in this department. And then we're going to talk about a strike that is pretty interesting. That's coming up later on in this hour of Doug's Good Day.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Maybach steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
No wood and no jeans. A few dollars got me in the house.
Cause mom's gonna rush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
How many of you have heard this about Mr. Wiener?
There's a man who goes by Carlos Danger. Cars that you know are now a stranger. With every tweet he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't win re-election. Carlos Danger Man, Carlos Danger Man. You sent that girl your member, and now you're the one to blame.
There's another quick piece of music that's floating around. Michael, play that as well about Wiener.
Oh, I wish I didn't vote for Mayor Wiener. That was such a stupid thing to do. Cause since I cast my vote for Mayor Wiener, he sends me daily shots of his wazoo.
All right. That's enough of that. At any rate, smile is always a good thing, especially when it comes to stuff like this. There's an interesting conversation about fast food strikes, which we will deal with in a moment here on the Good Day program. Johnny!
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and the focus on strikes. The 7-week-old baseball players' strike came to an end on this date in 1981. July 31st, 1981, the players and owners agreed on the issue of free agent compensation. Baseball on strike for, that seems like a long time ago. That was like, 32 years ago?
Yeah, right? That's hard to believe.
I remember the baseball player strike. Seemingly, it was a lot more recent than that. Anyway, in terms of strikes, you may or may not have heard, but it's interesting to note that a lot of fast food chains and their employees are getting the same idea, Kenny. And it isn't just McDonald's. It isn't just Domino's. Is it across the board? Like, is it Wendy's, Burger King, all these places that basically pay their employees minimum wage? Yes, I'll take that as a yes. Somewhere there's a yes in there. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. So here's, we monitored a couple of programs, one on television, one on radio, dealing with this. Chris Hayes on MSNBC talked to Karen Starks, who works at McDonald's, Gregory Reyes-Nozo, who is a Domino's employee or formerly worked there, and Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who I don't know that she worked at a fast food restaurant or not, but she obviously wants to be involved in this week's strike by fast food workers.
If people are feeling they are not being paid adequately, they have to go find a job someplace else where the business model pays higher wages. What's your response to that? Just go get a higher wage job.
I worked at McDonald's for like 5 months, but before that I used to work for the Parks Department cutting and climbing trees. I made $17.50 an hour. I made $10.25 more than what I'm making now. So I've had a better job, and I was never in poverty like I am now. But whoever is like against it, obviously they never made $7.25, and they never tried to budget paying for two kids and an apartment and bills and food over $7.25.
And my sense, Gregory, is that if there were jobs available that paid higher wages, you would be happy to take them.
Yeah, I will be happy. But the point is, there's not this type of opportunity for everybody. You know, it's not a lot of people who can really go out and find this type of job. That's why mostly people have to live in $7.25.
Congresswoman, it's fairly unusual, I think, to find members of Congress walking a picket line, and there were a number today. Why were you out there?
I think we were all out there to show solidarity and really to become inspired for the fight that we have before Congress. We have a bill before Congress, H.R. 1010. We have 142 co-sponsors, 30 in the Senate, and it would raise the minimum wage to $10.10 over 3 years, 95 cents a year. And the president, even in 2009, was calling for a minimum wage increase in his State of the Union, and of course last week in Illinois, and it's a priority of his, it's a priority of ours, and we're working hard to pass it.
In the past, raising the minimum wage, you've been able to get some Republicans to vote for it. There was a minimum wage raise under George W. Bush that happened, and there were a number of Republican votes. Is the Republican Party, do you think you could find people on the other side of the aisle who would vote for this bill?
Well, I believe it merits bipartisan support, and we'll certainly be working to secure it. And you're not going to secure it if you don't try.
All right. So, of course, some feel that the best way to fix this is to make people pay more money. And how many, this study that always comes out on this, Kenny, always. Well, okay, yeah, you want us to pay more, we'll have fewer employees. So how does that fix? If I love the guy who's making $17 an hour, so why'd he lose or leave that other job?
That's what I thought when I heard that.
Yeah. Here, let's take an excerpt from a show, a radio program hosted by Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Mike Russell. They talk about these strikes going on in, what, I think you said seven cities across the country?
Right.
Seven
yeah.
cities now are involved in this. It's, of course, being led by the Service Employees Union. They're the ones trying to, the rabble-rouse, and what they basically want is obviously more union workers. Mm-hmm. And they also want a raise in pay. They want fast food workers to make $15 an hour.
I'm sorry, how much?
$1.5.
Wow.
Currently, it's $7.25 is minimum wage. They say the average fast food employee makes about, I'm going to say it was $8.30 an hour is roughly the average out there.
$15.
That's what they want. 15 or we're not doing it.
Now, Pamela, you're an alumni.
The Golden Arches. Yes. Yep. Alumnus, a proud crew yes. member, uh-huh, former
okay.
proud member.
Yeah, and then what were you paid there?
Back in the day, I want to say it was
$3.75.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and now it's $7?
$3.75 or $4.25, one or the other.
Okay.
Regardless,
and now
though,
we're talking about $7 is what they're making. $7.50 or minimum wage.
Yeah.
$7.85 where you're at. And now they want to double that.
$8.94. Excuse me. Average fast food worker makes $8.94 an hour.
Woohoo! Sounds like what we get paying here, Kenny. Right?
Before taxes, yeah.
Fast food and fast talk. That's what we get.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.